Then Jesus' disciples said, "Now you are speaking clearly and without figures of speech. Now we can see that you know all things and that you do not even need to have anyone ask you questions. This makes us believe that you came from God." "Do you now believe?" Jesus replied. "A time is coming, and in fact has come, when you will be scattered, each to your own home. You will leave me all alone. Yet I am not alone, for my Father is with me. I have told you these things, so that in me you may have peace. In this world you will have trouble. But take heart, I have overcome the world."
"In the world you will have tribulation, but take heart, I have overcome the world." These words, although they may sound alarming, carry a message of hope and victory. Let us consider today what they mean for us in everyday life. We live in a world that is a constant arena of struggle. The tribulation we encounter can take various forms, from personal battles with sin, through difficulties in relationships, to global crises that painfully adjust our lives. Christ's promise does not assure us of a comfortable life. It is rather a realistic view of the human condition. Tribulation is part of our existence, but fortunately, it only sometimes determines the Christian spirit. In the Bible, we repeatedly see figures such as Joseph, Daniel, or Paul experiencing tribulation, but they were not overcome by it. These examples teach us that although the world can hurt us, it does not have to define our fate. Jesus, speaking of hardships, does not hide reality from his disciples, but promises that he will not leave them alone. "And behold, I am with you always, to the end of the age." This assurance is cited by Matthew in the 28th chapter of the Gospel. This message is an invitation, in moments of doubt and fear, to seek Jesus, his presence, and support. A key element of our faith is trusting God, even in the face of adversity. Such trust is not passive waiting for circumstances to change, but active trust that God is at work in our lives on all levels. In Psalm 46 we read, "God is our refuge and strength, an ever-present help in trouble." This message calls us to seek refuge in God in our battles, who is our fortress. Trust is linked to the belief that God has not abandoned the world after creation, but is actively present in the history of the world and in the lives of individuals and communities. Jesus, by saying trust, gives us not only a command, but also a tool that enables survival and victory. The resurrection and ascension of Jesus are the ultimate and irrevocable victory over sin, death, and all evil. This victory does not eliminate tribulation from the world, but changes our perspective on our situation. Knowing that Christ has overcome the world, we can face every challenge with new hope. We are not victims of circumstances, but participants in victory. Our daily problems, victories, and failures are part of a larger narrative of God's victory. Jesus' words, full of power, are a promise that despite external circumstances, we can experience peace that surpasses all understanding. It is a peace that depends not on what happens around us, but on who and what dwells in our hearts. Jesus promises us peace that is not based on the order of this world. As we can read in the 5th chapter of the letter to the Galatians, it is a peace that is the fruit of the Spirit. It is this peace that allows us to endure the storms of life without losing faith and hope. When life throws us into the whirlpool of failures, we can find real peace in our hearts, knowing that our Lord has control over every situation. Where He closes one door, He soon opens another. Jesus tells us, "Take courage." How much we need this courage in today's world. The courage Jesus speaks of is not based on our human resources, It is the power to take action stemming from the faith that Jesus has already won. Paul reminds us in the letter to the Romans that the sufferings of this present time are not worth comparing with the glory that is to be revealed. When we face life's obstacles, we do so not out of fear, but with the conviction that the epilogue of the story has already been crowned with victory. Each of us has our own little world's wars. Fortunately, not all of us participate in the Ender's Game. Some battles are difficulties at work, at school, or health or family problems. Other wars we fight internally are doubts, fears, or struggles with sin. But in the face of each of these challenges, we are not defenseless. We have the promise and presence of Christ, who says, "Take courage, I am with you." Let these words of Christ become the foundation for building a life full of courage and hope. Let the coming week be a time when every no thrown by the world meets our yes in Christ. When we face difficulties, remember that we do it not alone, but with Jesus, who strengthens us and leads us to victory. May God bless us all.